This is Long-Term Care Connections for April 8, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services recently released an updated memo on surveyor guidance, which clarifies provisions in the State Operations Manual, Chapters 5 and 7. The updates will take effect on April 30, 2026. The updated memo clarifies the minimum amount of time survey teams are expected to be on site for the first day of a survey, of 5 consecutive hours. It provides updated guidance on the minimum number of consecutive days survey teams should remain on site for both standard and abbreviated surveys, and also states conditions under which an abbreviated survey may be permitted. The AHCA regulatory team has released a revised webinar series on AHCA and CalEd with the updates from the latest memo included. For more information, or to find a link to the webinar series, visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. Earlier this week, DSHS issued Dear Administrator letters for regarding license fee changes for both skilled nursing and assisted living facilities. Starting July 1, 2026, nursing home fees will increase from $814 per bed to $834 per bed annually. Assisted living facility fees will decrease slightly from $383 per bed to $381 per bed annually. You can find links to read both letters in full on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. The CDC recently updated what it means to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations for both residents and healthcare staff. Individuals are considered up to date, for the purpose of NHSN surveillance, if they meet the following criteria. Individuals aged 65 years and older must have received 2 doses of the 2025 to 2026 COVID-19 vaccine, or 1 dose within the past 6 months. Individuals younger than 65 must have received 1 dose of the 2025 to 2026 vaccine. If you have any questions on this guidance, contact regulatory at aca.org. The CDC has released a new antimicrobial resistance communications toolkit. These materials were informed by formative research and designed to educate healthcare professionals, the public, and other stakeholders on the threat of antimicrobial resistance and the everyday actions people can take to prevent infections and the spread of drug-resistant germs. These resources, including key messages, patient story videos, and dozens of graphics and sample social media posts, are available for your use. Find the direct link on LTC Connections online or search the CDC website topics list for antimicrobial resistance and find the toolkit in the header. The Washington State Board of Nursing has filed a CR 102 proposed rule to amend nursing assistant rules in WAC. The proposed rule builds on the board's collaborative process and reflects feedback received from interested parties during rule workshops held throughout 2025. The amendments aim to improve clarity, reduce barriers to certification, and align requirements with current practice and federal regulations. The proposed rule includes integrating skills testing into training programs, removing specialty curricula requirements from rule, and incorporating statutory changes. You may submit written comments through April 27th and attend the rules hearing in person or virtually on May 8th. Find more info on this week's edition of LTC Connections on waca.org. In this week's Grassroots Update, we're highlighting the human side of long-term care. When your facility celebrates National Skilled Nursing Care Week, May 10th to 16th, please remember that activities that put residents front and center put local legislators, city or county representatives, or other dignitaries the chance to see the quality care provided at your facility. Consider planning to showcase your community. Contact Aiden Swain at WACA to coordinate this advocacy opportunity today, and check out the official Skilled Nursing Care Week planning guide from our national affiliates at AHCA for ideas on ways to participate, ranging from garden tea parties to outdoor activities that fit this year's theme, Moments in Bloom. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Assisted living facilities with memory care units must become certified and comply with new standards starting July 1, 2026. Join WACA and DSHS for a free webinar on April 29 to learn about the new regulations, application process, and inspection methods for these units and facilities. Join us for the WACA Annual Convention, May 18 to 20 at the Seattle Airport Marriott. You won't want to miss 3 days of engaging education from expert presenters, opportunities to have some fun and expand your professional network at social activities, and a trade show where you can learn more about our associate business partners and the services they offer to support your facility. Plus, you'll walk away inspired as we close out the convention by honoring our Excellence in Service Award winners at a special luncheon. We can't wait to see you there. Assisted Living Care Academy is back. This intensive, multi-day workshop begins June 9th and is designed for nurses, caregivers, and other assisted living leaders who want to learn more about running a wellness department in Washington. Join us for the full course, or just sign up for the standalone nurse delegation session on June 16th. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.